Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for a single. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young can't make a play. That's a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Young moves to third. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Kolb now pitching. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Kolb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball four. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball four. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Severide hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammock takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Young hits a line drive to center field. Jacobson throws towards Gerber. Gerber fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gerber. Dykes scores. Hammock moves to third. Young moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hauser hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Culp moves to second. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Young, who tags Foster, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gerber scores. Culp scores. Tobin moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Athletics. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tobin scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hammock hits a line drive towards third. Foster catches it and throws to first to double up Dykes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerber moves to second. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tobin strikes out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Welch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Welch reaches second base with a double. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Welch moves to third. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it and throws to home to get Welch. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacobson moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. McManus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Slim Harris now pitching. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. Williams moves to third. Severide moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Pat Collins pinch hits for Ray Kolb. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dykes strikes out. 2 outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan now playing right field. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Perkins, and Young drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams is walked intentionally. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.